Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. Along with creating parks, Scenic Hudson works to connect the dots among those parks, developing new trails that link the valley's world-class natural areas to nearby downtowns and mass transit hubs. Each connection we make helps achieve a goal of creating a continuous trail spanning 200 miles along the river, starting in Manhattan, a long-standing goal of the Hudson Valley Greenway. Thanks to the expertise and collaborative spirit of Scenic Hudson staff members, including Jeff Anzavino and Amy Kakala, Scenic Hudson is spearheading multiple efforts to provide new segments of this trail. In Westchester County, we're working with the villages of Sleepy Hollow and Tarrytown and the State Thruway Authority to fill in a critical missing link in the county's 51-mile riverwalk, providing a route beneath the new New York Bridge. The Riverwalk already passes through five parks we helped create. In Putnam and Dutchess counties, construction should begin later this year on the first segments of the long-envisioned Hudson Highlands Fjord Trail between Cold Spring and Beacon. This project will turn a dangerous road, State Route 9D, into a scenic parkway. It will greatly increase safety and enjoyment for hikers eager to climb Breakneck Ridge and other nationally popular peaks in the highlands. Further north in Dutchess County, Scenic Hudson and our partners recently added a 1.8-mile segment to the Hyde Park Greenway Trail. It crosses private as well as state-owned properties before ending at a Hudson River overlook on land Scenic Hudson protected. And finally, the New York State Bridge Authority and others are working to complete the Rip Van Winkle Bridge Skywalk. This cross-river pedestrian link between Greene and Columbia counties is critical to Scenic Hudson's goal of creating a 13-mile recreational trail connecting the city of Hudson, Olana State Historic Site, the village of Catskill, and the homes and studios of Thomas Cole and Frederick Church, pioneers of the Hudson River School of Painters. We've already made great strides in protecting land through which the trail will pass. Why are these trails important? Expanding opportunities for recreation also boosts economic opportunity. Visitors enjoying the new and longer trails will spend more time in the area, eating in nearby restaurants, staying in inns, and shopping at downtown boutiques and art galleries. The trails also support the region's quality of life and residents' health, major factors in attracting new businesses and jobs to the region. The importance of trails as a catalyst for growth is recognized by the number of partners actively engaged in creating them. These include many environmental groups, local, state, and county governments, private landowners, and scores of volunteers who perform the physical work of building the trails. To learn about these projects and how you can help us connect more dots, visit our website, www.scenichudson.org. This is Ned Sullivan, signing off.